En nuestro caso, en nuestra bebé, nuestra única niña,
At a
con las
home in a quiet
emociones de
neighborhood in
vivir,
Laredo, a
su
group of
duelo,
desperate and
ir al
distraught people
colegio,
sit down
con toda
together
la
to share
ansiedad.
information and seek mutual support. They are family members of people who went over the nearby border into the Mexican city of Nuevo Laredo and never returned. Out of the 40-some cases in which the U.S. citizens vanished without a trace in the area, one of the most publicized is that of two young, attractive women who went to a late-night concert on the Mexican side and have not been seen since. 2 years ago, Brenda Cisneros and her friend Yvette Martinez went over the border to celebrate Brenda's 23rd birthday. A few hours later, they spoke to a friend on a cell phone and said they were close to the international bridge and would be home soon. But they never returned.
Tengo que mirarla antes de que...
Brenda's father, Pablo Cisneros, says his heart aches for his daughter and that he wants to see her again before his days on earth are over. Pablo says he and the stepfather of Yvette Martinez found her car in a Nuevo Laredo police yard, even though police officials had told him that they had no information about the two young women. He says the police there all work for criminal organizations.
Nosotros no queremos saber ni qué grupo fue, ni por qué se la llevaron, ni dónde la tienen.
Brenda's mother, Priscila Cisneros, says she does not care who took her daughter or why. She has no interest in reprisal. She only wants her daughter back. Most of the people in the family support group are Mexican-Americans who speak fluent Spanish and in many cases have relatives in Mexico or other ties across the border, but they say neither the U.S. nor Mexican governments have helped much. The families of the disappeared have gotten moral support from Laredo Mayor Raul Salinas, a former FBI agent, but he says there's little he can do.
We don't have any authority, you know, in Mexico. We go there as visitors, we can ask and we can try to get their cooperation. But it's a different country. You know, it's different. We have to abide by their laws. And I cannot go trampling into Mexico and start conducting investigations.
Mexican President Vicente Fox has sent hundreds of federal agents and even army troops to Nuevo Laredo to quell violence and crime there, but they have not found the missing U.S. citizens. At a recent bilateral meeting of U.S. and Mexican law enforcement officials held in Laredo, both sides pledged increased cooperation in the fight against criminal gangs. But the families of the disappeared remain distraught. Daniel Ortiz, whose husband is among the missing, notes that much attention is focused on identifying the bodies of Mexican immigrants who die trying to cross illegally into the United States, so that the remains can be returned to the families. She says she would like to see a similar effort to identify bodies authorities have found in Mexico. The families of Laredo's disappeared have banded together to seek public help. They operate a website on the internet called laredosmissing.com, through which they provide photos and information about their lost loved ones. They are not alone in their misery, however. They say they know of around 400 cases of Mexicans who have disappeared in recent years, and their families feel the same pain, not knowing if their sons, daughters, or spouses are alive or dead, or if they will ever be found. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Laredo, Texas.